This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's Prime Minister, Mustafa al-Kadhimi, survived an assassination attempt with armed drones that targeted his residence early Sunday. Officials said he was unharmed. The attack was a major escalation amid tensions sparked by the refusal of Iran-backed militias to accept last month's parliamentary election results. Two Iraqi officials told the Associated Press that seven of al-Kadhimi's security guards were injured in the attack with two armed drones, which occurred in Baghdad's heavily fortified Green Zone area. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to give official statements. He later appeared on Iraq television, seated behind a desk in a white shirt, looking calm and composed, saying cowardly rocket and drone attacks don't build his homelands and don't build a future. Authorities say at least 98 people are dead, 30 others critically wounded, after an oil tanker truck exploded near Sierra Leone's capital. Large crowds had gathered to collect fuel that was leaking from the tanker after a collision with another vehicle. Video obtained by the Associated Press shows that a giant fireball burned in the sky following the explosion late Friday. And so some survivors with severe burns cried out in pain. Charred remains of the victims lay strewn on the streets awaiting transport to mortuaries. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court has temporarily halted the Biden administration's vaccine requirement for businesses with more than 100 more vaccines. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Saturday granted an emergency stay of the requirement by the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Hazard Administration that those workers be vaccinated by January 4th or face mask requirements in weekly tests. Loudoun Attorney General Jeff Landry says the court action halts President Joe Biden's administration from moving forward with what he calls unlawful outreach. The Labor Department's top legal advisor, Sima Nanda, says the administration is fully prepared to defend the safety pins. The crowd deaths at a Houston music festival, where at least 8 people were killed, have added to the long list of people who have been crushed at a major event. Such tragedies have been occurring around the world for a long time, at concerts, sports events, and religious gatherings. Experts who have studied such daily deaths say that they're often a result of a density with so many people packed into a small space. Often they crowd overrunning and away from a perceived threat or towards something that they want before killing. Barrage later that the leads to a chest getting crushed and victims being unable to breathe. The head of the UN body investigating the most serious crimes in Myanmar said that preliminary evidence collected since the military seized power on February 1st shows a widespread and systematic attack on civilians amounting to crimes against humanity. Nicholas Kumjian told UN reporters Friday that the independent investigative mechanism for Myanmar, which he leads, has received now over 200,000 communications since the army takeover, has collected over 1.5 million items of evidence that are being analyzed so that one day those responsible for the serious international crimes in Myanmar will be brought to account. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.